Blog Talk Radio.
International Judge the Quran Day. Yes, we are going to do it.
And they did. Florida pastor Terry Jones and his church releasing this video message just before putting the Quran on trial. They said for inspiring Muslims to commit violent acts.
The Quran, if found guilty, can be burned.
The burning took place at this Gainesville, Florida church on March 20th. Although it was open to the public, less than 30 people reportedly attended the event. It's a stark contrast to 6 months ago when Jones caused an international uproar, threatening to burn copies of the Quran on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and then later changing his mind. But the news of last month's Quran burning has now reached Afghanistan, setting off deadly demonstrations and prompting the UN offices there to once again rethink safety measures.
We have revised our security arrangements repeatedly, and we will need to do so again.
The normally outspoken Jones and his followers had little to say about the death triggered by the Quran burning, releasing only limited statements, including this email to a Florida newspaper. We at Stand Up America Now find this a very tragic and criminal action. Our United States government and our president must take a close, realistic look at radical element Islam. Islam is not a religion of peace. It is time that we call these people to accountability. The White House pointed out the views are not reflective of all Americans. In a statement read by his press secretary, President Obama called for an end to the violence.
I condemn in the strongest possible terms the attack on the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan today. Together with the American people, I offer my deepest condolences to those injured and killed, as well as to their loved ones. The brave men and women of the United Nations, including the Afghan staff, undertake their work in support of the Afghan people. Their work is essential to building a stronger Afghanistan for the benefit of all its citizens.
But calm is hardly what Jones's church is known for, especially when it comes to Muslims.
Well, we challenge you. Try to defend the Quran.
Instead, he remains a small-time pastor known for stirring up big-time hate.
in the bay.
It's in the bay. It's in the bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Disorderly Conduct. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'll take your calls in a little bit. The number 347-826-7667. Had a great show last night. Big ups to Kate Brindle for joining me last night. She's a comic based in the Midwest, and she's currently on tour, and we chatted a little bit last night. It was fun to have her on the show. If you missed it, check out the archive or the podcast. It will change your outlook on humanity and life. Coming up on tonight's show, I'm going to review a couple of things. I want to do this review of Britney Spears' latest. I didn't get to it last week, and it's been out for a week, and I think it's about time that I commented on the beautiful Britney and her new release. So I'm going to get to that, and I'm also going to review these videos. I've been so busy with other stuff. I haven't had a chance to sit down and look at these videos that Cowpoke has been posting. So I'm going to get to that in a second as well. Plus your calls, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay.
Was great, man. It was really cool. I got to meet a lot of people I really like Larry Flint I got to talk to. And even if you don't like Hustler, you got to respect Larry Flint because he got shot for free speech. He went to the Supreme Court for it, and I tried to have a moment with him. I'm like, you know, Mr. Flint, I just want to thank you for all you've done for free speech. It means a lot to me as a performer. And I think I moved him on some level because he's like, I'm paraphrasing. And then I tipped over his wheelchair and teabagged him. Smell those, godless pornographer. Gene Simmons was there from Kiss. And they're one of my longest standing group of idols. Like, I love Kiss, man. When I was 7, my first fantasies in life were about Kiss. I used to fantasize that Kiss would show up to my apartment with their costumes and their makeup, and they would beat me and hurt me and throw me down the stairs and then hug me and love me and make it all better. I don't expect you to relate. I've told that story many times. I've never had an audience member go, I hear you. Hey, Bob Kelly, what's up? Dude! So I went to see Kiss at the Garden, and I'm not gonna lie, man, I get pretty starstruck most of the time, but my friend knows Gene, and she snuck me backstage to get a photo. And I couldn't talk. Like, I shook hands with all the band members, and I tried to say hello, and my mouth wouldn't work. And I am standing in front of my childhood idols. They're all behind me. And Paul Stanley reached around affectionately for the photo and put his arm on my shoulder. I was so starstruck, I took my stupid head and went, how homoerotic is that? I rested my head on the bicep of a shirtless man in heels and makeup. I swear to God, if he would have kissed my neck, I would have went, Paul.
No more.
It's time for a music review with your host, Vincent the Bay. Today, I, Vincent the Bay, will be reviewing the new Britney Spears, Femme Fatale, by Britney Spears. Oops, she did it again, hitting the world one more time with another round of percolating love songs and pumping bachelorette party anthems. For her seventh album, Britney Spears strikes a successful... For her seventh album, Britney Spears strikes a successful collaboration with executive producers Blobbity Bloobity and Bloobity Blobbity. As heard on the single Hold It Against Me and Until the World Ends, the trio embraces on trance, industrial, dubstep, and techno. The fuck is dubstep? Goose, of course, by Britney's Heated Talk. By creating scene, oh, this is a bunch of garbage. This is what they put in the liner notes or whatever for the iTunes store. Yeah, that's what I'm reading. So here we go. Let's dive into this, shall we? 16 tracks, and it all starts with the first one, which has been out for a while, and I've played it on the show. It's called Till the World Ends. Okay, moving on. Then the second track is Hold It Against Me. Would you hold it against me? Could you feel like paradise? And I need a vacation tonight. If I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me? Actually, Brittany, I would hold my body against you. I would be more than honored and pleasured by holding my body against yours. You got it, sister. Me? Are you talking to me? You're right, Brittany. I can't deny it. There is a spark between us. When we're dancing on the floor, I want more. Wanna see it. So okay, that one's a winner. We don't need to hear any more of that. Let's move on to track number 3, Inside Out. Won't you give me something to remember? Baby, shut your mouth and turn me inside out. Even though we couldn't last forever, baby. Wait a second. It's one song ago, you were telling me to hold it against you. Now you're saying that we weren't meant forever? Meant to be together or whatever? Well, you can't. You're playing my heart like a yo-yo here, sister. I got something for you to remember, sister. Won't you give me something to remember? All right, I want to forget that. That's a loser. Next one is track number 4, I Want to Go. All right, that's a loser. Next one, track number 4 is I Want to Go. Alrighty then. Moving on, track number 5, How I Roll. No, thank you. Moving on to track number 6. This is Drop Dead Beautiful featuring Sabi. All I could see, you know, bouncing around in the club to that, even though I don't bounce around in clubs. So I'll give him that one. Moving on to track number 7, Seal It With a Kiss. Ladies and gentlemen, Vince in the Bay performing a public service for you tonight. I'm reviewing this new Britney Spears, so you don't have to. Not that you were probably going to do it anyway, but some of my listeners actually like Britney Spears and would probably be interested in some of this stuff. And so far, I got to tell you, there's only maybe one or two tracks that I'm feeling. I like Till the World. So far, the first one I played was Till the World Ends. That one was fine. You know, I like that one. That's the one that's been out for a while. But I'm not really hearing anything so far that's tickling my eardrums. Did I do Seal It With a Kiss? I don't know. Here's Seal It With a Kiss. Let's see if I did this already. No, I did not. That was another crappy song that I had not gotten to yet. So, moving on to track number 8, featuring Will.i.am. This track is called Big Fat Bass.
You can be the bass, you can be the bass, I can be the trouble, baby, you can be the bass.
I'll be the bass any time of the week, sister.
You can be the bass, you can be the bass.
Okay, I'm the bass already. Jesus, what's... moving on.
You can be the bass. Can be the bass.
All right, I'm the bass already.
You can be the bass. You can be the bass. I can be the trouble, baby. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You see me the...
Holy bass, Batman. There's a lot of bass. Speaking of bass, that song seems to be all about bass. That's a winner. Let's move on to track number 9, Trouble For Me. Oh, my God. I'm getting tired of this same beat over and over. Now, let's move on to track number 11, Gasoline. God, we're almost done. Wow, last week I did a review of Snoop Dogg and it took me like a half an hour. Well, granted, he had 22 tracks on his record, but it's pretty easy to get through this Britney Spears because all the songs have the same beat. It's just different lyrics sprinkled over them. Oh geez, where am I? Okay, that was Gasoline. This is track number 12 now, Criminal.
But mama, I'm in love
with... Oh, my God. Moving on to track 13, Up and Down. Your song really sucks, and your booty is big. I want to touch your boobies and kiss you on the... That was track 14, He About to Lose Me. She can't... He About to Lose Me. He, not He's About to Lose Me, not the gentleman, that caller that I am currently entertaining is about to lose me. It's He About to Lose Me. He About to Lose Me. Is that what it's come to, Brittany? You're naming your songs with sayings that are not even grammatically correct. He about to lose me. Right, you're about to lose me, sister. Two more tracks. This is number 15, Selfish. And track 16, finishing up the record, it's Don't Keep Me Waiting.
Don't keep me waiting.
And that's the album review for tonight, Britney Spears' Femme Fatale. In stores now, it's on iTunes, it came out on Tuesday, and it's a piece of garbage, as you can tell from my review. But there were a couple of tracks that I liked. Actually, that last track sounded like she had a full band backing her. The rest of the album was just like with an 808 and a Casio keyboard. She actually brought some musicians into the studio for that last one, so shouts to Britney for throwing the session players a bone on that last track, and I'm going to throw you a bone right now. I'm Vincent the Bay, and off the new one, Femme Fatale, this is Britney Spears with Big Fat Bass featuring Will.i.am.
Big Fat Bass, the Big Fat Bass. 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 Big Fat Bass.
Baby, you can be the bass. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. I can be the trouble, baby. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. I can be the trouble, baby. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. I can be the trouble, baby. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You can be the bass. You see me down on the floor. I want you to take me higher. Girl, I can't take it no more. The bass is getting bigger. And now you see me up in the sky. I was rocking the bottom. Now look at me, I can fly. The bass is getting bigger. I can be your trouble, baby.
Getting bigger, the bass is getting bigger. It's getting bigger, the bass.
of in the media. I've had enough of Britney Spears. I am tired of this fucking bitch. I mean, I like her more now because she looks like me. But what bothers me about her is she's a phony. See, she's trying to shed that mom image and recapture her sex appeal. Paris Hilton is the legitimate sex symbol because at least she was wonderful for us and fucked and filmed it. You got to respect that. There's a big H in the back and she's, you know, that's a good egg. Britney's a coward, man. She doesn't have the guts to do that. So she gives us all these sneak peeks, these little oopsie shots of her getting out of the limo. Oopsie daisy, look at her awful, ugly pussy. She has an ugly, ugly pussy. It looks like Bill Murray's mouth in Caddyshack. See, she's trying to shed that mom image.
Spit it out, cause I'm dying for company.
To recapture her sex appeal.
I noticed that you got it. You noticed that I want it. You know that I can take it to the next level, baby. If you want this goodness, sicker than the remix. Baby, let me blow your mind tonight. I can't take it, take it, take no more. Never felt like this before. Come on, get me on the floor. DJ, what you waiting for?
Sex appeal. Oh.
Problems. I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Oh. hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll face, flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass.
I don't know what you've taken me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
on
one hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What are you doing with your vets?
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe with a sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a farm. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma give the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. Or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got dude, the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hello.
Hello, 111. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and 192?
The other day, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch. If you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's
Baptist. Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
I immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
You know my man's on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny's. What the fuck?
Wait, who? What? All right, man, forget it. You got to try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the Bank.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
Thank you.
If you smoke a lot of weed, here's some tips. You have to take steps. You have to be proactive. I know it's weird, a proactive stoner, but when it's time for me to renew my driver's license picture, I get high as hell. Do you feel me? I get to the parking lot of the DMV, and I hotbox my car like I got three or four other motherfuckers with me. Then I go take my picture because I want them to think that I look like that all the goddamn time. Right? That way when they pull you over, what seems to be the trouble? You can go. You got to stay calm. Don't panic. I get pulled over a lot. Surprise. Apparently, I fit a profile. Cops can't wait. They don't even have a reason. I can see them just making shit up on the way to my car. You know what I'm talking about? Just, woo! You know. We wanted to make sure your headlights work. Man, it's 12 noon. Well, you can't be too safe. Yeah, well, I just ate all my weed. How safe is that? Right? I'm on a 3-week tour. I got a rationing program in effect. He just fucked it all up. You know how hard it is to find weed in Rock Springs, Wyoming? Not very, because I'm social, but it's not my kind of weed. I'm hyper-competitive, too. I really am. Oh, man, I can't play for funsies. I get caught up. I was in a circle jerk one time. And I came in first and third. I swear to God. I'm tired for days. I smoke a lot of weed. I do. You know marijuana used to be legal, right? Till 1937. The Founding Fathers, Jefferson, Washington, all those guys, they used to grow it. They used to smoke it. The Declaration of Independence was originally written on hemp paper. Hemp, which is marijuana, which is pot. Look it up. It makes better paper than trees, better fabric than cotton, and you can smoke it and talk about shit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write that down. We'll forget. Don't forget. They wrote shit. Ben Franklin was in charge of writing shit down. He had the fucking almanac. That was it, dude. Pity saves a penny errand. Ooh, good one. All right. They tease him. Yeah, you save your pennies because you never chip in on the sack, little freak. Ben Franklin smoked a lot of weed. He's flying a kite in a thunderstorm. That's all I'm saying. He invented bifocals. Woo! People say to me, oh, guy, you do a lot of drugs. I don't. I don't do a lot of drugs. I do a few drugs, a lot. There's a difference. I love the bong. I got a collection. I got like 10 bongs in rotation right now. I got one down for repair, and I got one that I'm saving for the Antique Roadshow. 15 more years, you're right there. Oh, I see you have a 1975 Mind Circus Ceramic Wizard bong. Indeed I do, Chris. Old Gandalf has gotten us through many a dark age. Well, you know, a bong like that could bring 5, maybe 6 ounces at auction. Oh, I'd never sell it. Give it to my son. I'm so afraid my kids aren't going to want to smoke weed. Not with me. Not like, I'll meet you at recess. I got this shit. But like, you know, when they're older and shit, hey, son, you turn into a fine man. Come smoke a celebration blunt with your dad. Happy birthday. Dad, you know I got to be up early to be at the stock market tomorrow. No son of mine's going to have a job. Where did I go wrong? You were going to circus school. What happened? Stoners will do shit, but they're creative. They'll make a pipe out of an apple, toilet paper tube, tampon applicator. They don't give a fuck. Somebody hollered at me one time, use a pop can. Pop can makes a great pipe. I thought she said, use a pumpkin. I'm sitting there, hell yes! Use a pumpkin! Scoop the seeds out of the fucking pumpkin, put them in the oven. Take some bong rips, your seeds are done, that's a healthy snack. You can make pie. Hey, this pie tastes like pot. Of course it does! It's pumpkin pot pie! We gon' burn it out. Yeah.
the jacuzzi, this is it. Standing on the couches, every nigga in bitch that's around me, glasses lift. They say we wouldn't do it, but we did. Point proven, muscle car collection, couple old ones, couple new ones. Girls in all directions, couple fake ones, couple true ones. Get confused and choosing who from who, so I misuse them. Run through them like socks one night, then I'm out. I'll get another pair while I'm out. She don't listen from my horn, she wait to hear me flying over a house. Gold streams, Levi jeans, and Lamborghini dreams. Nothing wedging in between. Spit a rep for a team, jets over everything. I'ma smoke a joint for Amalgam Digital. I already had the plane, they fitted with the missiles, though. Yeah, and we gon' burn it out. Keep it moving like a NYC easy pass. Though I blow it fast, it's not easy cash. I work for blood, sweat, tears, weed, ashes in my shirt for. And if I would have known then what I know 9 years ago, I would have been sitting on 999,000. I grew fine up the dollar and its powers when I was a child. High wheels, matchbox cars, pretending to drive. Now I own the same whips and actual size. The essence of a dream when it is realized. I prophesized on my y'all all lamed out. Didn't appreciate till 8 more of them came out. Now I'm off the chain, I turned the game out. When it's club night, we bring the paper planes out. Call a Taylor gang out. I'm on the list, pick my name out. Spit a beer.
Economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. And that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up, and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. Yeah, the DVDs, Divas of Gaul. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
I do. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. I am experiencing some incredible technical difficulties right now, and it is seriously hindering my ability to provide you with the entertainment that you are so used to here from Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. And rather than string this thing on and waste both of our times, I'm going to cut this thing short. I'm going to get out of here and try it again tomorrow night, and hopefully I'll have a better time of it. I appreciate it if you did listen in tonight. I apologize for cutting things short, but it's just not working out tonight. So, you know how it is. It is what it is. Excuse me. Wow. That was unnecessary. Anyway, Vince in the Bay, getting out of here. Thanks again for tuning in today or tonight. I'll try to come back tomorrow night, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, in the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay and blogspot, vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. And my new YouTube channel is up. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And that's it, kids. Thanks a lot for tuning in. See you tomorrow.